Welcome to the Rivanna Rambler. This is Leslie Middleton, and I invite you to explore with me the landscapes of the Rivanna watershed and beyond, from the Blue Ridge down to the Chesapeake Bay. This, our watershed community. I just returned from Kinsale, Virginia, where I had gone to replumb the freshwater system on my small sailboat. The tank had gotten so funky that green slime came out when I used the small hand pump faucet at the sink. This called for immediate action, so I set to work removing the 15-gallon polyethylene tank from under the V-berth in the bow of the boat. It only stood to reason that I should also replace the hose from tank to faucet while I was at it. And so I subjected my body to the necessary contortions required to route the new hose through confining and barely accessible spaces. This took a couple of hours, but I left for home satisfied that on the next sailing trip I'd have sweet, fresh water suitable for drinking. While I was out of town for these couple of days, the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority invoked a drought watch in accordance with the plan that emerged after the 2002 drought. This got me to thinking more about boats I have known and the role of fresh water aboard boats. Like adventurers of all sorts, sailors for the most part live in constant awareness of the amount of remaining fresh water in their very finite tanks, and have devised a myriad of ways to conserve water. Take my friend Mac, who has owned a 45-foot sailboat that he's been chartering out of the Virgin Islands for the last 15 winters. I first met Mac in the mid-90s, when he was on his annual swing through Charlottesville, reconnecting with old friends, recruiting guests for future trips aboard Stranger, the given name of his boat. A love of the sea, compatible politics, and the inquiry of life's important questions were a few things that we shared long before I was able to sail with him on his boat. When Mac comes to visit, he brings a bottle of wine, cheese, and crackers, and a whole boatload of compelling life questions. And when Mac does the dishes, which is his thanks offering for the meal you've just cooked, he is as parsimonious with water as he would be on his own boat. I remember the first time I came across Mac washing dishes at my kitchen sink. The dishes and pots still frothy with suds where they were carefully stacked to dry in the dish drain. I thought perhaps that he was about to rinse them, but Mac fussed at me, shooing me out of the kitchen, telling me that the soapy dishes were done, having rinsed the operative surfaces, the working sides of the plates, and the inside cooking parts of the pots. As I turned to leave the kitchen, he said, "I got the soap off of what counts. After all, I'm saving water." Well, of course. Mac, a creature of habit like the rest of us, had made water conservation a way of life. Certainly living on a boat will do that to you. But bringing it ashore is a whole other thing. And this got me thinking about how my habits shift and change with the conveniences of life ashore. While my boat carries only 15 gallons of potable water, and I am frugal with its use when living afloat, it is so easy to slide back into practices that tap water makes possible. The Water Resources Federation says that clothes washing and toilet flushing each claim about 25% of water usage in a typical American household, with another 20% being used in showers and baths. The running water from kitchen and bathroom faucets accounts for 15%, along with another 15% being taken up in actual leaks in the system. Washing dishes and cleaning consumes a mere 3%. So what was my friend saving, after all, with his one-sided rinse? What he was saving was the trouble of having to relearn the habit of conservation. Yes, he was also saving water, but equally important, I think, is what it takes to cultivate an ongoing awareness of the finite nature of our water supplies, whether it be from the tap, from a well, or from a tank on a boat. If I could be like the water-efficient household described by the Federation as one that uses 52 gallons of water per person per day, I would be frugal in the best sense of the word. Careful, sparing, and opposing the true luxury of unlimited water. While the drought watch is a perfect time to cultivate these conservation habits, it's a worthy goal to retain them when water resources are replenished in reservoirs and groundwater. I have my friend Mac to thank for reminding me that shipboard practices can and should be brought ashore. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.